Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been metal detecting since 1973, and I've written for several of the Treasure magazines. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Here's a way you may never have thought of to make money with metal detecting, and at the same time you'll be teaching some good habits to newcomers. A couple of times a year, I give a metal detecting seminar for beginners. My wife teaches art in her own studio, and I use her classroom for the treasure hunting meeting. If you'd like to do this, but you don't have a place to meet, here are a few ideas. Check with your local library. They may have a conference room or a meeting room you can use. Your church might let you use a Sunday school classroom. Local public schools, high schools, middle schools, elementary schools, may make rooms available for the public. Your local community college may have a room you can use, or a college or university in your area, or your town may have a community building. There are a lot of possibilities out there. If you're a member of a treasure club, your club may charge whatever fee they want, or they may decide to offer the seminar for free, because this is a great way to get new members and to get publicity for your club. If you're doing this on your own, you can set your own fee. I do the seminar in two parts on two consecutive Wednesdays, and I charge $20 per session. Each class runs for an hour and a half. The first session is lecture and demonstration, and the second section is hands-on practice at a local park, with me supplying the metal detectors. If you do this as a club project and each member brings his or her own detector, you should have plenty of machines for your students to examine and compare. The topics I cover in my seminar are pretty much what you've heard if you've listened to all my podcasts. Here's what my speaking outline looks like. Number one, getting permission to hunt, how to ask properly to increase your chances of getting a yes. Number two, different types of metal detecting. I briefly discuss coin shooting, finding relics, looking for caches, beach hunting, shallow water, gold, deep water, and treasure hunting. And then later in the seminar, I go deeper into some of these topics, especially coin shooting, because that's the major treasure hunting activity in my area. If you live near the ocean, you'll probably spend more time on beach hunting, and if you live in a historic area, you may want to concentrate on relics. Number three, metal detector controls, all the different knobs and buttons on your machine. Discrimination, all metal mode, ground balance, sensitivity, notch filter, saltwater switch, frequency changing. And number four, the major brands of detectors available. Topic number five, tools you'll need besides your detector, such as headphones, a knife or a trowel, a pinpointer, a screwdriver, a probe, a nail apron, and a ground cloth. Number six, making a test plot, burying targets in your yard, both good stuff and junk, and mapping out your plot so you know what's buried where. Number seven, coin shooting. Now I go into more detail, where to find coins, how to pinpoint them, how to dig them without putting a scratch across them. Number eight, hunting parks, yards, school grounds, and rural areas. Suggestions of where to start and what parts of these places are likely to be productive. Number nine, how to get maximum depth from your detector. Number 10, how to research to find older coins. And number 11, I end the seminar with detector demonstrations. I show the class five or six metal detectors, all different brands or models, and I demonstrate the features of each one. I have a large, long cardboard box. Actually, it's a box a detector came in. And I've taped coins and pull tabs to the top of the box. I swing each detector over each target on the box and show how different detectors react to each item. Now I can put this box on any floor, even if it's full of wiring or rebar, and the floor won't interfere with the demonstration because the coins are high enough off the ground that the detector won't pick up anything in the floor. A funny story about my box. I used to sell metal detectors, and I was doing a show one Saturday with my trusty cardboard box demonstration unit. I was talking to a customer with my back turned to the box, and when I turned back around less than a minute later, I found that somebody had ripped a quarter off my test box. Well, that's pretty much my seminar. With just 10 students, I make $400, and most of my students buy a copy of my book, too. So metal detecting can be profitable, even if you never dig a coin. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at the Treasure Corner, all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at Treasure Manual, all one word, treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.